AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Killed in Kabul, a U.S. military service member and an American civilian. A man wearing an Afghan Army uniform killed them both. Another U.S. service member and two other American civilians were wounded. A spokesman for the Afghan Defense Ministry says the attack took place inside a military base. The attacker was killed. The victims were conducting duties as part of the larger NATO mission to train and advise the Afghan security services. No other details yet. Day three of the fight to wrestle Mosul, Iraq, back from the Islamic State group, and the militants are putting up a fierce fight in villages surrounding the city. The group called Save the Children is worrying aloud about the thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of civilians who will try to run from the fighting. But spokesman Tariq Kadir says,
let's not forget that there are a lot of people who, for one reason or another, such as the elderly, the handicapped, who are not able to flee their areas and have to wait out the fighting wherever they might reside.
The trouble overseas will no doubt be a subject of discussion tonight when Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump face off in their final presidential candidates debate. Our Jerry Bodlander will be there.
Hillary Clinton will be looking to avoid any major mistakes during tonight's debate that would threaten the lead she has in the polls going into the final weeks of the campaign. Donald Trump, meanwhile, will likely be looking for some kind of game changer, and with nothing left to lose, could be very aggressive during the 90-minute event.
Fiat Chrysler is recalling thousands of Jeep Wranglers because the airbags may not inflate in a crash. These are 2016 and 2017 Wranglers. Home construction tumbled 9% last month. That's the slowest building pace in a year and a half. Checking Wall Street for you now, the Dow is up 78 points. This is AP Radio News. The FBI says fewer law enforcement officers were killed in the line of duty last year. Our Mike Grassi has got this story.
The FBI says the number of law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty decreased in 2015 from the year before. FBI statistics show 41 lawmen were killed as a result of criminal acts, 10 fewer than in 2014. The report covers situations that included officers killed during ambushes, domestic disturbance calls, tactical situations, traffic pursuits, and while handling prisoners and individuals with mental illness. 38 of the 41 law officer deaths while on duty in 2015 involved firearms. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Georgia is preparing to execute a man convicted of killing an Atlanta police officer and wounding a second officer with an assault rifle. Gregory Lawler is scheduled to die tonight at the state prison in Jackson. Lawler's attorney says he should be spared because he's autistic. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.